I want to make makeup attainable for anyone who wants to wear it. You don't need crazy tips and tricks. You don't need to spend 3 hours. You don't need to contour.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 27 of the Double D Trailers podcast. Today, we have Chelsea DePepe. Did I get it right?
You did.
Yes. The founder of Ergo Beauty. Ergo Beauty is a beauty brand designed by Chelsea specifically for equestrians who lead an active outdoor lifestyle. Chelsea, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, makeup is not my forte, but I do have a wife and 5 daughters, so there's a lot of makeup around our home. What problems were you facing that inspired you to create your own?
Yeah, so I have always had super sensitive, acne-prone skin since I can remember, and a typical day for me would be waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, driving to the barn, riding my horses, and then driving to work and living a regular full day. Right. And I could never find products that were both made for sensitive skin, but also could last for that whole amount of time. So eventually I just was frustrated enough that I figured if I couldn't find it, I was going to figure out how to do it myself.
All right. Yeah. My 17-year-old, she spends so much time in the bathroom in the morning getting ready and does the craziest stuff like beef talon on her face and dips it in cold water to try to, you know, get rid of the acne. We live at the beach, so she's always going to the ocean for the salt water. So, right. Yeah, it's an issue for sure. I did read that your horses played a part in the name of your company. So could you tell us more about your horses and how they've inspired your work?
Yeah. So my company is named after them. So Urban and Ego makes Ergo. And, you know, there's a bunch of different reasons why. But the biggest things, you know, first thing, horses are expensive. So I always knew that I needed to create a lifestyle that I could afford my horses once you're my horse, like you're my horse for life. I want to be able to retire them and give them the best life possible. So I always wanted my own business so I could make the money to support them. But the other part of it is that growing up riding horses has really shaped me into who I am and has taught me, you know, grit and perseverance and time management. And it's really shaped me into who I am and given me all the things that I bring into my business. So they're such a huge part of my life. So when I sat down to actually name my company, that's just where my head kept going.
Yeah, I like the name. How long have you had horses?
I started riding when I was 7. So my mom rides and I have an older sister who also rides. So I've always been around them.
Either one of them in the business with you? Is it just you?
No, it's just me. But they're both now makeup wearers. I was always the one that wore makeup and neither my mom or my sister did. So now I've had to teach them everything about makeup.
Yeah. So, you know, the equestrian lifestyle, it's pretty unique. Can you explain how your products specifically address the needs of those who spend a lot of time around horses?
You know, spend a lot of time getting dirty and messy and sweaty. And it's really hard to find products that can withstand that, but also don't make your skin feel worse afterwards. So I've created all my products to be super easy to apply and quick. So just like you said, sometimes we spend tons of time in the bathroom in the morning getting ready. I want to make it super easy. You know, I get up at 4 a.m. to go to a horse show. I want to just throw something on my face. Super easy to apply and quick, but also my products are infused with skincare ingredients. So instead of clogging your pores and hurting your skin while you're out at the barn all day, they're instead treating your skin, you know, reducing inflammation, reducing redness in the skin, helping with skin elasticity and fine lines and wrinkles. So it's twofold. It makes you feel great. You know, I always wanted something on my skin that made me feel better about my skin, but it also actually makes your skin feel better too.
Yeah, I can imagine the process that you went through in actually developing makeup? Is there, I know today, you know, there's a big push for clean ingredients, things like that. Do you have anything to share in that area?
So the biggest thing for me when starting was cruelty-free. So I would only explore options that were cruelty-free. I also support animal rescues with proceeds of my business. So animals are always the focus. A lot of the ingredients are natural. It's botanical infused, but there's this push for clean, and clean isn't really regulated. There's nothing really determining it. People are just qualifying things as clean. So I don't typically put that out there. I just more so push that they're natural ingredients, skin benefiting, and infused with all natural botanicals.
Right. Yeah. I always look to see if I can pronounce the words or not. And if it's one of those really long things that I have no idea what it is, I'm like, eh. I did read that your makeup is a makeup for makeup haters. So don't be hating. Can you elaborate or share what you mean by that?
Yeah. So it's not that I want to convince people who don't want to wear makeup to wear makeup. That's not what I'm here for. It's more so that I come across a lot of people who say, I can't wear makeup because I don't know how to put it on, or I've never found a brand that has a good color for me. And those are the people that I say, well, let's talk for a minute. I promise you do know how to put it on. For my BB cream, you literally put it in your hands and rub it into your face like a moisturizer. Right. Anyone can do that. I am fully confident that anyone can do that. So I want to make makeup attainable for anyone who wants to wear it. You don't need crazy tips and tricks. You don't need to spend 3 hours. You don't need to contour. You can use your hands. You can use a sponge. You can use a brush, whatever you want to use, and be able to apply makeup. And I also want to make it so anyone can wear it, because I can create custom shades. And I don't necessarily have the capital like a CoverGirl to have 400 shades of foundation, but I can create them custom. So I can create something for any shade.
That brings me to my next question. You know, one thing I've learned from my daughters, finding the right shade can be really difficult. So if I am a makeup person and I'm looking for a particular shade, how would I go about that? Do I schedule a consult on your website? Do you do that? Is there a tool? Walk us through that.
So I have packages that are custom for foundation and BB cream. And when you purchase that, then you would receive an email from me with a bunch of questions that help me figure out what that formula will be for you. And I ask for someone to send me pictures. So I need pictures of clean skin in natural lighting. And from there, I work to create samples. So I create a couple different colors based on what they've told me and what I'm seeing in their skin, and send them to them. And I send samples that have enough for you to wear several times, put them on, check your skin out in different lighting, make sure you like the color, and then I ask for feedback. So if they didn't find a shade that worked, I would then send more samples. But when they do, then we work on that custom formulation. So it's not even only just shade. Once we've gotten the shade perfect, then I can tweak the formulas to make sure it's exactly what they want. So some people, you know, want to up certain ingredients. Some people want more oil control. Some people want it to be a little more matte. And I can do that because I blend it myself. So then once we've perfected the formula, I have that in my system, and then they can just continue to order on the website with already perfected formula.
Wow. Is that a costly process to have a custom color designed?
No, I really don't charge much more than a regular product, because everything is made to order. I make it right. Once you order it anyways, I sit here and blend it. So instead of using one of my stock color formulations, I would just use your custom formula.
Okay. And for my lack of knowledge in makeup, the only thing I know is if I, my wife drags me to Ulta and forces me to stay in there for half an hour or so. And we walk out with this small bag of goodies that's about this tall and have spent $800. So, you know, what sort of differentiation, why would someone come to you versus, you know, an off the shelf product from one of the big box stores? Obviously the customization for the color, I'm assuming that's one. Is that the big one?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, but it's something that I've never wanted to get rid of in my business is that small business feel. You know, I will work with you one-on-one to help you find the right color, find the right product, help you apply it if that's what you need. I love that feel that you don't necessarily get going to an Ulta or Sephora. Yes, there's people there that will help you, but I'm the one who's formulated these. I'm the one that's going to make your makeup, and I'll also walk you through the process. So you get that really small business feel when you come to Ergo. And everything is very carefully curated. You know, I've spent a lot of time finding the right ingredients, the right proportions, and tested it out on myself, on my friends, and to make sure that it can really stand up to our lifestyle.
Yeah. So it sounds like there would not be a reason to work with you because you get the personalization, sort of the hand holding. Pricing is competitive, it sounds like. So it's like, you know, why would you go somewhere else when you can get this really cool service for this person who's passionate, who cares about your health, and who makes it for you? That's so awesome.
Oh,
and
supporting
small business. So we're a small business, you know, family operated. And I think it's important that we do that. You know, you have you successfully created a business in a really niche market, competitive market. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to start their own business?
Well, first, I would say do it. I think there is nothing more satisfying than getting up every day and feeling really excited about what you do. One thing that I'm always trying to teach myself to be better at is to be proud of any bit of energy and time you can give to your business. So I was part-time for a very long time, and I'm the first person to be hard on myself. Like, I'm not devoting enough time. I didn't spend enough time today. So be proud of any bit of time you can spend on your business and celebrate every win. And then also surround yourself with people that are supportive, but also that you can learn from and grow with.
Yeah. And you do this full time, correct?
I do. I've been doing it full time for just over a month.
Yep. So we are all in. We're all in. That's what we call that.
Yeah.
In closing, anything, any thoughts that come to mind that you'd like to share? If you don't have anything, you can just say so. That's fine.
No, I mean, I think that the hardest thing is trusting an online business for people is can be scary. And that's why I created sample packs. So it's a super low cost way to try out our products. So I just wanted to mention that piece of the business because I do think that's super important for people there, whether you get foundation or BB cream, $9 or $11. So a pretty low cost. You get three different colors to try, and then you can really see, like, oh, this is a legitimate business. I can trust these products. And then you'd want to purchase.
Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun. Congratulations on your success. And for our listeners interested in checking out Chelsea's beauty brand and products, visit her website. It's www.ergobeauty.com. That's U-R-G-O, Ergo Beauty. And she was kind enough today to provide us with a code so you can save a few bucks. That's always a nice thing. And the code for that, we'll put it in the YouTube links down below. But if you're just listening, the code for that is double D pod. And so that's the word double, D-O-U-B-L-E. The letter D is in David. And then just P-O-D for podcast, all spelled together. And that's active for 10%. And you can also just click on the link for that. Thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This was fun.